That was Gustav Holst with The Planets, everyone. Thanks for that, Gustav. And next up in this year's Year 5 talent competition, we've got Gustav's brother, Eric Holst, who's going to be doing some magic tricks.
Behold, a regular pack of cards.
Their parents must be proud.
Don't think they're here.
Welcome to Sketching Out.
News, entertainment, and sport with your hosts, Adam Schumann. And the other one.
Good evening.
Tonight on Sketching Out,
we'll be doing our usual thing of sketches and talking.
Nothing different.
Don't worry.
Apart from the news, entertainment, and sport, which we'll get to towards the end of the podcast. Does Britain Got Talent?
Well, I can't speak for Gustav's brother, Eric, whose magic trick I didn't get to see in the sketch. But Holst wrote The Planets, and I think it's pretty good. And he is British.
Is he actually British?
Yeah. He's an English composer. Was an English composer.
I didn't know Gustav. I didn't know. Gustavus. It's not a very British name, Holst.
No. No, and neither is Gustav.
Oh, no. Gustav's pretty common. No. There's quite a few Gustavs around here in Britain. Where's he from?
Cheltenham.
From the races?
Yes, of races fame.
Wow. So Britain does got talent.
Yeah, well, it has some
talent.
Does
Simon Cowell know? Someone should tell Simon Cowell.
Well,
he's been asking the question for years. Could I learn to become a conductor? Is there like a Khan Academy course? Or a 5-day crash course? Where at the end you get to conduct the Philharmonic Orchestra?
You won't get to do that. What? I'm pretty sure you won't ever conduct the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Just the London Symphony Orchestra?
I don't think you'll be conducting that orchestra either in your life.
Well, then why am I doing this crash course?
I think you can become a composer, conductor. What was it, a conductor?
I want to be a conductor.
I think you could learn conducting. I don't know if you'll ever
be
any good at it.
Do all conductors compose? Because I imagine not all composers conduct.
I'm sure that they both know how to do at least a little bit of the other thing.
What do the arm movements mean? Do you know what the arm movements mean?
No, not really.
Oh. Well, I was hoping you'd know.
No, I don't.
This is why we need guests. We don't know anything.
We don't, yeah. Since you've been coming to us for your news.
Stick around for the entertainment and sport.
Yeah.
I'll just go into a night school.
Conducting night school?
I'll just go to a night school.
There probably is a conducting course in night school. Probably a city academy or something.
How would that go? Hello, is this the night class?
Yes, this is the night school. Which activity are you down for?
I was looking to become a conductor of music, and I would like to conduct the Philharmonic Orchestra.
No problem. You'll want our conducting.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. It's just here down the hall.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's all right. I'll come with you because I'm actually teaching it.
Oh.
Let's walk and talk.
Okay.
So how long have you been into conducting?
Oh, no. I've only the past week or so thought about doing it. I was listening to some music. I thought it would be fun.
Oh, yes.
It looks like they kind of just point a stick.
Well, it's a little bit more technical than that.
But, really?
It
looks like they're just pointing a stick. If I could just learn how to conduct, then I'd be able to conduct, as I said before, my favourite of orchestras, the Philharmonic Orchestra. Is that something that we get to do as part of the project?
Well, you haven't paid yet, so yes. Come with me. And here, what you want to do is you want to hold this metal stick.
All right. It's just me in the class.
No. The other class members are in adjacent rooms and dotted all around the building, actually. And I'll be running between the rooms to try and teach conducting simultaneously. It's very important that nobody else waving a stick is in your eye line. It tricks the brain and makes it think that you ought to wave it differently. Uh-huh. But you must be the master of your own stick, is what I'm saying.
All right.
Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to hold on to this stick.
Okay.
And then
I'd
you're
like
going
to pick my own stick, if possible, from a range of sticks.
Well, we have just...
Don't worry. I brought my own range of sticks. I got them on Amazon.
What are they made of?
Teeth.
I beg your pardon.
Teeth. Elephant's teeth.
Elephant's teeth.
A lot of people don't know elephants have teeth. But they do.
I knew that.
And they're perfect for conducting.
Now you listen to me. I will be choosing the stick that suits you. I know more about conducting than you. And you need this metal stick. And it has to be metal. So take it.
The wand chooses the wizard. Is that right?
No. I choose the wizard and the wand. Here's the wand. The conducting stick, even.
Thank you.
We'll call it a wand from now
what
on.
What is your name?
My name is Jimmy Holst. I'm the lesser-known sibling of Daniel Holst.
The famous car mechanic.
That's right.
Can fix any car in
a week or less. Yes, yes, I know. Oh, for God's sake, you think I haven't heard enough about it at the bloody dinner table. Now listen, you. Take this metal stick in one hand. Take this stick in the other hand. You will have one in each to begin with.
Darth Maul.
Now, you will see that there are holes in the walls, much like sockets. I want you to reach out with your arm and metal stick into the socket on one side of the wall and your socket on the other side of the wall. Now, the good news is that all of the other students will be doing this simultaneously in their walls. And what this will do is it will create a chain and a link with enough energy to power the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Wait a minute. Power them?
That's right. By conducting.
So I'd be conducting the Philharmonic Orchestra?
More or less.
Shall I take my shoes off?
I'll
take my shoes off.
Yeah, they're insulators, aren't they? Take those off.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. So this one in here and this one in here?
Yes.
Right here?
Right here,
I'll
right
just
now.
Put this here, right here, right?
I'd get on with it if I were you.
Why's that?
What?
What?
Because we have to be in time with all the other students.
Okay. Do you want to count me down or do I just put it in?
You just put it right in. Oh, I'll for God's sake. Look, look, just give it to me, all right? Hey, it sounds pretty good. Do you know any magic tricks?
I used to know a card trick.
A card trick?
Yeah.
What is it? Let's have it.
We don't have any cards.
Well, they don't know. They didn't know that until you just said that, Phil.
One sec. Pick a card.
I'm going to take this one.
Okay. Look at it.
Yeah.
Memorize it.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
Okay.
So, if put it back in here.
Okay.
And I'm just going to shuffle it up. You watch me shuffle?
Yeah.
Now hold this bow and arrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw these cards up in the air.
Yeah.
And you're going to release the arrow, okay?
Okay.
1 second. Let's put a bit of gasoline on the arrow.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Now put on these rollerblades.
What?
1 second. I'll help you with that. Difficult clasps.
Oh. How did you know my shoe size?
Magic.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Oh, was that your card?
Yes. How did you know? How did I shoot that?
Could someone please remove the arrow from the audience member's face, please, and send a fruit basket to the family? The 5 of hearts.
Hang on a minute. All of the cards are 5 of hearts. You're a fraud. You're not really a magician.
Nope. Because that was a regular pack of cards originally.
Oh, you turned them all into 5 of hearts.
I turned them all into the 5 of hearts.
So that I would shoot.
Because I didn't trust your arching ability.
Yeah.
But no. I trust my magic ability.
Fair enough. I wonder if Gustav Holst's parents were proud of him. Or if they wanted him to be like a magician like his brother. They actually loved his brother more. Yeah.
Well, you said he wasn't known in his lifetime.
So he did get international recognition for the planets. He did some good things, like he pioneered musical education for girls at St. Paul's. And
amazing.
Promoted musical education for women quite a lot.
Sick.
Yeah. And he preferred to just be involved in education. He didn't like the fame that came for fleetingly for the planets. Yeah, he was a musical teacher.
Right. And then in his side time, he was just
whipping off Jupiter.
He's like, how many planets are there? I'll write that many.
Of course. Now, he could have finished a whole planet earlier if he had been alive.
Did they have to remove Pluto from
the planets? You're not allowed to play it.
No.
It's illegal.
Boris Johnson's just like ripping out records, going around. Police just break into like Classic FM, break their door down. Where is it?
It's in the safe. It's in the safe.
Are there any more copies? Of course. It's the planets. Of course, there are many copies. Do you think the parents are proud of all of them?
So Gustav, composer of the planets, Eric the magician,
Daniel
the car mechanic, and Emil, I think, was the actor, the stage actor. He's actually real.
And he's real.
Yeah, he was the only... Yeah, he is a real brother of Gustav Holst.
Never heard of him. He was a stage actor.
He was a stage actor.
Was he in anything I've seen?
Probably not. He was around about 100 years ago in the West End and Broadway.
Blu-ray?
Almost. Broadway.
Broadway. Okay. I don't think I have a Broadway player.
I don't think the parents could have been... could have been proud of all of them. Equally, it's very difficult, I imagine.
I imagine as a parent, it is very difficult to dole out your love and pride equally.
Triplets,
yeah,
identical triplets. That would be easy to love equally.
Would it? Would they still not go for the oldest one?
Well, they maybe they foresaw this, and so what they did was when they came out, all three of them, the doctor, after being asked by the mother, put them under three giant cups. And then on a table and started to rearrange them very quickly.
Is that right?
And so that the mother then wouldn't know which was first.
Okay. What if she was really good at that? What if she hustled on the street and did this trick to other people?
Well, as it happens, she did hustle on the street and did this trick to other people, which is why she thought of it. So she blindfolded herself, which actually solved the problem really quickly.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, you could do it. The next sketch is called Missing. Something's missing, darling.
I hope it's not our son.
No, he's upstairs.
Maybe we should check, though. Just in case he's what's missing.
No, I mean in our relationship. Something's missing.
Oh, well, what is it? I don't mind looking. Maybe it's in our son's room.
It won't be in his room.
He's usually in his room, though.
No, honey, you're not listening. I'm talking about more abstract things. Stolen glances, shared sunsets, lost moments.
I guess I'm just worried about the more tangible missing things, like our son.
Remember when we would stroll through forests? Wade through rivers and marshes.
Yeah. Looking for our missing son.
Look, the spark's gone, all right? Too many broken promises. Remember when you said you'd take me to the circus? All I wanted to see was a small man shot out of a cannon. Just once. And we never did. In fact, we haven't done a single fun thing since.
Our son is fun. Maybe...
Oh, for God's sake, I'm out of here.
Oh, dear. Son? You might as well come out now.
I can't. I'm stuck in the...
Where would it not be a good place to be for something to go missing? Where would you not want to be if you'd lost something?
Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah, that's a good one.
A maze.
A maze. Or somewhere where you like you can't actually get to it. Like you drop it in like the shark pen at the zoo or the crocodile pen. Is this Lost and Found?
Hello, sir. That's right. This is the Lost and Found, or we find you're lost.
Oh, thank goodness. I've been looking for you everywhere, but now that I've found you...
We're hidden, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oddly difficult to find.
The irony isn't lost on me, sir.
I'm very good. Listen, I'm sorry...
How can I help?
Yes, please.
Have you lost something?
A few
things. Or have you found something?
Oh, I'm in the lost camp.
The lost line is that way, so you were in the found line.
Oh, right,
so
sorry.
Don't worry, I do both of them.
Okay.
But I'll need you to go around the bollard.
Just in case my supervisor sees.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello, so welcome to the Lost and Found, where we find you're lost. How can I help?
Hi. I'm missing a few things. I don't know if you've seen. I lost a hat which has the Friends logo of the popular 90s sitcom written across the front. It's a black hat, but then it's got Friends and they've got colourful dots between the letters like the logo of Friends. You haven't found a hat.
Friends.
Yes.
I don't know it, but I'll go in. What colour?
The hat's black.
It's a black hat.
Yeah, but then there are different...
And it's got some friends on it. Are they your friends?
No. It's not got friends. It's just the word friends is written on it.
The word friends?
Yeah.
In English?
In English.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay. With colourful dots between the letters.
Colourful dots. Okay. I've got a Seinfeld hat.
No. See that? Wait, let me see it.
They look like they're having friends.
I quite like that hat.
Yeah.
Because it's mine. I love everything I've bought. Thank you. I'll take that. I'm also missing a sock. As you can see, I'm only wearing one sock my sandals.
I've got a red tie, a chicken noodle soup can, copy of Batman issue 1.
Yes, mine is the sock with the copy of Batman issue 1 written.
No, this is actually a copy of Batman one, this isn't on a sock. This is actually a copy. I don't think this is yours.
Oh, no, that's,
sir.
No, I don't want that.
We've got a Furby green.
No.
No, a Sega Dreamcast.
No, don't want that.
We've got Furby gold.
No, is like, it? Do you just really, if there's an, only need to let me know if you found my sock with
and
Batman Volume 1 written on
EpiPen.
It.
EpiPen. What does it have written on it?
Batman Volume 1.
Oh, yes, that's it. I used that sock to wipe up the vomit I did earlier. I'm not feeling well, but don't worry.
Well, I'm a bit worried.
No, no, it's fine. It's fine. Here you go. Here's your sock.
Thank you.
I'll put it in a bag.
Okay, well, there was just one other thing, which
anything
was...
Anything else?
Yes, no, I've lost one of my... one of my pets. It was a little embarrassing.
in a zoo?
I know. One of my rhinoceroses got in... behind the glass. He saw some of the other rhinoceroses.
Where was it?
It was in the rhinoceros
pen.
Oh,
you're joking. That's the one place where it's going to be difficult to find him, isn't it?
No, I know which one is him. I'll just point him out to you.
This job, I do not get paid. All right, where is he?
All right, so...
Let me get my gun.
Okay, yeah, just come here to the right. He's... think...
Line up, boys.
I think he's that one... Oh, wow, that's amazing. How
yep,
did you
they're
get...
They're all trained to line up.
My one's not trained to line up.
Rhinoceroses are very much like sheep. When they see a rhino line up, they do it.
I didn't know that.
We only trained one of them to do it, and the rest followed.
Oh, wow, amazing. So now mine can do it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Apparently
you
it seems so.
You must have known this before you got a rhino.
I think I probably knew it at some time, but, you know, it's been a while since he's been hanging out with
all
the
right,
rhinos.
All right, which one's yours?
I think he's the one in the middle. Or...
That's not yours.
No?
That's old Horny.
Horny?
Horny's been with us for years.
Are you sure?
He's called Horny because of his horn.
I mean, he looks just like my Horny. Although my Horny is named after James Horny, the rhinoceros impersonator. You might not know him. Anyway. I think it is that one. Or he might be the one on the far left.
Listen.
Yes?
My job is at stake here. If I choose the wrong rhino, I've let you get away with the zoo's property. Whereas if
you'd still have some of my property.
But if I haven't given it back to you, you don't want to know what happens if I don't find what's been lost.
Well, it's
okay. It's my whole reason for being.
Well, the lost and found, it is a bit of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. I see that. You're under pressure to replace
find
lost
the lost
items.
Yes.
And find the lost and replace
yes.
it. Yeah.
I whisper it in my sleep.
But you're also under
pressure.
My wife
left me. I can't find her anywhere.
Jesus. And I mean, and on top of that, you're under pressure not to hand out rhinoceroses to guests.
I can't just hand out rhinoceroses willy-nilly. I got in trouble last week when someone lost his crocodile in the alligator exhibit.
Well, that must have been easy to resolve.
It was, actually. They look very different.
Yeah. Well, I think he's that one.
All right. Would you like a 10B bag to take him home in?
Oh, no, that's all right. He'll fit in this one you already gave me.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Bye-bye. So, in this sketch... The husband just wanted to see a small man shot out of a cannon, or a boy.
Boys are like small men.
Yes, they're often referred to as young men. Hello, young man.
Not small man.
Not small man. It's an odd thing to say, isn't it? Hello, young man.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't mind it, but it's...
You don't say hello, old man.
No, you...
But that's because in our society, we don't romanticize age.
No, that's right.
We romanticize youth.
Hunting tribe.
And it works for me. The youth.
Yes.
And it always will.
Yeah, so he really wanted to see a small man shot out of a cannon, which is an oddly specific bucket list item, but...
Yeah, I don't see the attraction.
Well, I was just going to ask you, is there anything you really want to see?
Ooh, before I die?
Yeah.
I'd like to see a whale...
Oh, wow.
...jumping out of the ocean
yeah.
and blocking out the sunset.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you do it for me? If I came
I'm
to
sure
you
can go and do those kinds of trips. Yes, in Scandinavia.
What will they do? Will they have kind of like a catapult under the on the ocean floor with a whale?
Yeah, it's
ready
well, it's
to
not,
go.
Well, it's not a catapult. It's just like a platform that's attached to some hydraulics and a spring.
And then, yeah, right.
And sure. What happens is that you go out on the boat, and then someone will have a little lever, and it'll go. Okay, everybody, ready?
They'd have to get it at the perfect moment.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone has to get up their smartphones and hover it just there.
Go
and
live.
He goes, yeah.
On
Facebook and Instagram. He says, is everybody live? And then they say, no, hang on a second. Just getting the signal. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, great. I've got it on Instagram now. And he goes, okay, ready? And he goes, And he pulls the lever, and obviously the platform flies up, catapulting the whale into the air, blotting out the sun.
So it is doable. A whale eclipse. I like to see a whale eclipse.
You'll have a whale of a time.
At the whale eclipse. It'll eclipse all other times you've seen whales.
Yeah, get good clips at whale eclipse. Get good clips for your for your fucking social media. At whale eclipse. The last sketch for you today is called Traditions.
So, how long have you two been together then?
Oh, gosh, what is it now, Sarah? 10? 11 years?
11 years, 4 days, 2 hours, 3 minutes. 4 minutes. Any plans to get married?
Oh, we don't buy into that kind of thing, Derek. We aren't very traditional.
We just aren't very traditional, Derek. Well, you better get a move on before someone else comes along.
What's that supposed to mean, Derek?
Tell us, Derek.
Just because we don't conform to your pagan ceremony.
Grow up, Derek.
We don't want a wedding.
We don't want a wedding, Derek. All right, I'm sorry. It just might be a nice day for you both, is all.
We're having a nice day today.
Lovely day today, Derek.
Financially, the wedding industry is extortion.
Not nice to be extorted, Derek.
It's just people flaunting their wealth to each other.
But I bet your families would enjoy a big party.
My family doesn't care.
His family doesn't care, Derek.
And why does it have to be big? Since when did the size of it matter?
It's how you use it, Derek.
So what if I hate trying new things?
He's done plenty of things, Derek.
Things are just things.
Just things, Derek. Right, well, it's been lovely to meet you both. I'm just gonna...
Bye, Derek!
So long, Derek.
Sarah, please will you marry me?
For the last time, no.
If you'd been in a relationship for a really long time, like 12 years, and someone... And you weren't married and someone asked you, how come you're not married? But not in like an aggressive way.
Yeah.
What would someone like that reply to that?
I think in theory someone would reply to that weddings are lovely and I've got nothing against the institution of marriage. It's just that once you've been with someone for so long, it's like you are married already. And it's the best bits of marriage. It would be lovely to have a party. And that person would definitely be intending on getting married at some point. Maybe at a more financially stable point, at which one hasn't thrown away a decade-long career progression. In theory, they would say that. Right. However, I think it's more important that the person you're talking about loves their partner dearly, and rather than having to subscribe to the institution of marriage. Not saying marriage is an institution, Adam, you understand. Mm-hmm. Not like a mental institution. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a prison. No kind of correctional facility.
No.
No, I'm talking about the... People call it the institution of marriage, all right? Get off my back.
Okay. Well, we'd better turn ourselves off.
It's past our bedtime. Thanks for listening today to episode 19.
If you have one child that's way more talented than the other, try to show them equal love and pride. Although it's probably very difficult, we appreciate that, but do your best.
Visit your local zoo lost and found to see what they've found.
And what you might have lost.
We've all lost something.
Sometimes we don't know it was lost till it was found. If you've got anything on your bucket list, I'd probably hurry up and try and do it. I'm looking out the window and there's queues and queues for petrol and all kinds of end of the world stuff going on. So, you know, get to your... Don't wait is all I'm saying.
Yeah. And if you're having a wedding... Have a good wedding and have a happy marriage.
Yes.
If you think that we have the potential to be talented, why not let us know by going to Apple Podcasts and giving us a rating and following us on Spotify.
You'll also like to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, which you can do via the website at coldplatescomedy.com.
And now for the sport.